This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support. Isn't it kind of sad and pathetic how every time there's a school shooting, the Democrats immediately burst into mass blaming of the NRA, and yet there isn't a single school shooting that's been carried out by an NRA member. And in fact, this latest school shooting a few days ago in Santa Fe, Texas, was actually carried out by a 17-year-old who also made a bunch of bomb equipment, apparently. So he was making bombs and he had illegally acquired guns because, you know, you're not allowed to purchase them until you're 18 and you pass the background checks and all that. So you've got people breaking the law who are not NRA members committing these crimes because, by definition, that's what criminals do. And the Democrats go insane and blame the NRA, and they call the NRA a terrorist organization, which is absurd because these are the same leftists that are saying that MS-13 gang members are really compassionate human beings, by the way, and we should really have love for them, because when President Trump called MS-13 gang members animals, and that's a designation that's very correct, by the way, and I'll explain why in a second. The Democrats went out of their way to say, oh no, the MS-13 gang members are loving, wonderful human. They're practically angels. We should call them MS Saint 13, practically, you know, because they're such wonderful people. How dare you call them animals, President Trump, they said. But NRA members who have never carried out a school shooting and who tend to be law-abiding, upstanding citizens who save lives and stop violence, oh, they're the terrorists, according to the left, but actual MS-13 gang members are angels. You see how twisted the Democrats have become? They're just twisted. I mean, this is why, by and large, Democrats are now seen as being afflicted with mass mental illness. They love gang members, and they hate law-abiding citizens who carry concealed weapons and who might be members of the NRA. This is what it has come to. Now, when President Trump referred to the gang members as animals, he's actually correct, because animalistic behavior comes from lower brainstem function, which is, of course, preoccupied with violence, sex, power, you know, these kinds of things. That's an animalistic brain function, and that is what is predominantly being expressed by gang members. It doesn't have to be just the MS-13 gang. It can be any gang. Gang members are people who are traditionally not engaged in higher cognitive function that would be part of a civil society, you know, almost by definition. Gang members are people who allow their lower brainstem function, i.e. their animalistic function, to dominate their actions, their behavior. And so to call them animals, of course, he doesn't mean that they actually are like four-legged cows. He means that they behave like animals. And psychologically, that is very true, in fact. And so calling them animals is quite accurate. And yet, again, the left thinks that, no, they're saints. They're wonderful angels. It's just incredible. So it's impossible to have a debate with leftists anymore. You can't reason with them. You can't bring up facts. They're not interested in facts. You can't bring up history. You tell them there's not a single school shooting carried out by an NRA member, and they say, well, that doesn't matter. Well, why doesn't that matter? What, facts don't matter? And they say, well, those aren't my facts, they say. My truth. This is a phrase that you hear uttered by leftists. They have their truth, which, of course, is not truth at all. Their truth is actually lies from everybody else's point of view, or from an objective point of view. So you can't run around with credibility and say the earth is flat and that's your truth, although some people do that. But they're basically considered mentally ill. You know, the earth is not flat, the earth is spherical. And then these leftists run around and say that guns are bad and guns kill people and NRA members are terrorists. Well, that's the equivalent to saying the earth is flat. And sure, there are some people that believe that, but they're basically mentally ill. They're not living in the real world, not living in reality. You know, I suppose you could think that space aliens live inside, I don't know, the hollow planet. I've seen those theories. They say there's aliens living inside the Earth and the Earth is hollow. Well, is it, wait a minute, is the Earth hollow or is it flat? I mean, it can't be both, right? You can't have a hollow, flat Earth. So somebody's wrong, right? But I mean, I guess people can come up with any theory they want and they can pretend it's true, but it doesn't make it true. See, that's the difference. There is an actual reality. Now, leftism, which sort of collides with New Ageism in a lot of ways, likes to pretend that there's no such thing as absolute reality. They don't like the idea of an absolute biology, such as male and female sex expression or genders, right? They like to say, oh, they're gender fluid. They've got, you know, 195 genders, or they're adding more all the time. And that anybody can change from one gender to another just by magically deciding so in their mind, that you can psychically change genders. And speaking of psychic phenomenon, now you have people saying that they were sexually assaulted psychically, where they claim that somebody psychically assaulted them. There's actually a case of women who are suing, I believe, a quadriplegic psychiatrist. I think it's a quadriplegic. It's a paralyzed man. He's in a wheelchair. And these women claim that he sexually assaulted them by psychically causing them to do things that they didn't want to do. Like, I don't know, Jedi mind tricks, mass hypnosis. I don't know. Psychic sexual assault is now a thing. But you can be accused of psychically assaulting someone, because, see, this is consistent with the left's worldview, which is that there's no actual reality and it's whatever you think, you know, my truth. Whatever you think is true just because you think it. And that's nonsense. That's nonsense. Again, you can't change from a biological male to a biological female just by wishing it so. You know, essentially, this is a belief in wishing. And wishing doesn't actually work, as people have discovered, because lots of people wish for lots of things. And they don't necessarily come true, do they? So just wishing that MS-13 gang members are peaceful saints doesn't make them so. They still want to rape you, murder you, steal your stuff, butcher you with knives and machetes, because that's what they do. Super violent gang, animal type behavior. You can wish that they're peaceful, but that doesn't make them peaceful, does it? You can wish that confiscating all the guns from all citizens would stop crime. But guess what? Doesn't work. Oh, imagine that. The criminals don't abide by the laws for some reason that leftists can't figure out. Huh. You can wish for a gun-free zone to contain no guns. And yet, for some reason, the criminals bring guns into the gun-free zones. So you have a school shooting in a place where a criminal sees the sign that says gun-free zone, but the criminal says to themselves, oh, that's just a sign. That's not going to stop me. And they go in and they shoot up the place. And this baffles Democrats. This baffles liberals. They can't figure this out. They thought that the sign was magical. They thought the sign would it be like a magical spell barrier out of Harry Potter or something. Somebody waved a magic wand and created a shell of invisible defense over the school where no guns could pass through. I guess that's the same magic that they wave over their crotches when they want to change from a man to a woman and become a new imaginary gender, fairy moonbeam gender. You have to wave the magic wand twice for that one, because you have to get both male and female parts out of the way to become a moonbeam fairy unicorn. What I mean, obviously, this is absurd. I'm now being just facetious here. It's all insane. Actual reality does exist. Actual reality matters. And leftists have no contact with it. And that's why the rest of the world looks at people on the left and sees them as totally insane. Because, frankly, they are. They're living in a delusional, make-believe, fictional world. And nobody else really can see the world in the same way that they see it, because it's totally insane. Thanks for listening, though. There's a lot more coming. This is Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger, for healthrangerreport.com. And also, check out my new website, my upcoming video site called real.video. You can have your own video channel. You can speak freely, just like I am doing here. So, Thanks for listening. Take care.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.